Once Tanner Doss returned as a member of the Ravens, the plays started to roll in right away. His first couple of punt returns, 22, 23 yards, and then the 82-yard touchdown. And as we continue our conversation with Tandon, almost a touchdown against Houston in the end zone. What would have been a spectacular one-handed grab. They threw a flag. It was pass interference. When you find a play like that, it's literally an inch away. Yeah. What's that feel like?
It sucks. I just wanted to prove, like, right there, I could have been a chance to prove that I do have hands, that I can catch the ball pretty well, and, you know, make a play on offense. Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to play receiver, and just to get, you know, have some confidence between me and Joe and some chemistry that he can throw the ball to me and I'm going to make the play for him. But I did get the flag, which is not as good, but, you know, helped out our offense to get a touchdown. But, yeah, hopefully next time I can start making some catches and get things rolling on offense.
And you got the flag because you were in position to make the play. So that has to help some chemistry.
It does. I mean, being in the right place at the right time, but, yeah, and actually running the right route. And that's, you know, keeping a defender underneath me. But, yeah, he had a hold of my arm, so next time I'm going to make that play.
You've only been here 3 years. But in that time, you've seen the receiving core change significantly.
Yeah.
And especially this year. This is one of those years where it's going to evolve almost week to week to week. As a group, as a unit, where would you say this group is in terms of its evolution, getting on the same page with Joe?
Yeah, I mean, we're a young group, you know, led by Torrey, who's a young guy, and Jacoby, but right now he's out. But we got a lot of work to do. A lot of playmaking ability everywhere, like each and every one of us. But it's time to, you know, take it to the next level and start playing like we've been here for a while. I mean, Marlon's a new guy. He's doing a great job so far. But we got to pick it up, start making some plays, and get things rolling, get back on a groove like we were at the end of the year last year.
And as you see the way the depth chart shakes out and what you're trying to do on offense, do you, as a young veteran, say, whoa, there's a huge opportunity for me to start making some plays and getting more snaps?
There is. Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's what I'm here to do. Like I said, like from day one, I want to be a starter. And that's my ultimate goal for me right now. But I can only control what I can control, and that's, you know, going to practice and doing what I got to do to put myself in that position, you know, to become a starter.
This past week, Raylos goes into the Ring of Honor, and there are just so many moments. Ray on the sideline on your punt return. At some point in your career, you're going to look back and say, you know, I did play with that guy. Yeah. What was that experience like?
Amazing. Being a rookie and getting drafted to Baltimore and having, like, one of the most influential players ever to play the game. And not just him, Ed Reed, Anquan Boldin, all of them, but Ray Rice, Michael Orr. It's been crazy. It's been a blessing as well. Just understanding this and just watching them and how they approach each and every day and their work ethic, it's been amazing. So I try to build off of that.
Do you think that's the part of life in the NFL the average fan cannot even begin to fathom, is the amount of work guys put in outside of the highlights, outside of game day?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what, you know, some of these guys can do.
Give me an example of somebody who just wows you with their work ethic.
Anquan.
Really?
Yeah, that man was a different breed. He went to work, and he's so, like, nobody understands, like, how smart he is. He just understands the game. I mean, just having a QB background, he was calling out coverages before Joe was, like, and saw some of the plays, and it's just amazing how, like, he just understands what's coming and how he adjusts to it. So just watching him, I pray that I can be half the player he is right now. So
really,
he's
well, you know, when you were drafted, a lot of the scouts said you had Anquan Boldin characteristics.
Yeah.
You didn't have, you know, the world class sprinter speed. Who does? But you had great hands. You had the ability to get your body in position. What are some of the other things you took from your time with him?
I haven't been able to show, like, how physical I am. I'm hoping I can get a chance to do that. But that man is like a linebacker playing receiver. Like, the way he handles DBs across him is crazy. But that and just trying to understand defenses. Like I said, he was great at just calling out defenses before they was showing what it was going to do. But just trying to understand that and just picking up coverages and all that. But yeah.
One of the things that happens for receivers and quarterbacks when we talk about being on the same page is the ability to see the same thing. I know in your offense you have a lot of option reads where based on what happens in the secondary, you kind of make a read off of that. But it doesn't work unless you and the quarterback are making the same read. How long do you have to be in an offense where you're confident that, we both see this right now?
Well, I came from the offense at Indiana where, like, we had no adjustments. What we called, we ran. So
if you're running a nine route, you're running a nine route.
Yeah, exactly. So just being able to learn, you know, and adjust to that, it was hard at first, especially like for me, because I was playing X, F, and Z. So just being able to pick up who I need to see and adjust off of was hard for me at first. But after you get the hang of it, it comes like second nature. And Joe usually just point them out, and then you know what to do after that. So
you're a more confident receiver than mm-hmm. you were the day you were drafted.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe is clearly a more confident quarterback. What do you see about him in terms of nonverbal confidence that mm-hmm. you recognize guys rally around?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about him. You know, he's so quiet, but at the same time, like, there's this aura about him that he knows what he's doing and he's under control at all times. Like, nothing really phases him. Like, a receiver can run the wrong route. He can make a bad throw, but nothing really phases him. Like, he knows, like, we're going to get back on track and we're going to get things rolling. So, it's just something about him. I don't know how to explain it, but he has it.
Yeah. It is hard to put into words, but you definitely sense it with Joe.
Yeah.
From the Big Ten to the big time, as we continue with Tannen Doss, what's next in a young receiver's career that is filled with opportunity?